And here, I'll be right back with you. I'm going to say.
Turn that heater on. You're probably freezing.
Actually, didn't you hear me turn it on? I turned it on about halfway through the show. You'll hear it on the recording. You would have. Here, I'll start it over again. You would have heard something like this. Yeah, something like that.
Almost live from across the USA, this is Late Night QRM. Your hosts tonight are Josh, Barry J, and Michael, the Virtual Youper. Tonight, it's Oscar night. Does anybody really care? Hotel TV remotes, are they all bad? And Josh almost makes it into an Apple store. All that and more on Late Night QRM. And now, digitally gathering at the Man Cave in the pristine suburbs of Copper Harbor, Michigan.
Where the hell is everybody?
Here's Josh, Barry J, and Michael!
Now, is it just you and Alexandria, or did Bob come with you?
Bob came with me, but went home on Friday.
Oh, okay. It's like
Michael's.
Now I can get in.
Aha.
Hello?
Hello, Josh.
Yes? Is that you?
On my fifth try, yes.
Yeah, we'd see you online, and then you'd go away, and we'd hear do-do-do-do-do.
As I checked several times over, it said that I had joined the Hangout. However, it showed me absolutely nothing, and I could hear absolutely nothing, but apparently I was in.
Josh, you suck.
At oh, the... Barry, you and your new toys. It's not due to a lack of knowing what to do. It's getting the hardware to do it.
Welcome to Late Night QRM.
You're getting it from both sides there, Josh.
I just kind of picked up on that one. Hey, it's all good. Who was Kurt?
Oh, Kurt's a friend of mine from Wisconsin. He just saw me online, and poor guy just jumped in online.
Kurt who?
Kurt Briegel.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Anyhow, he's...
Did somebody just join again? Oh, no, that's nope. That's Josh. Okay.
Josh, okay.
I'm still here, I hope.
So anyhow, Kurt's old friend of mine from Wisconsin just saw me online and jumped in, not realizing he was jumping in the middle of the preparations for the podcast there.
Okay, but, that makes sense. I thought, oh wow, we got a.
Oh, guest, I think he would. If it wasn't host. If it wasn't dinner time, I think he would have hung in there. Yeah, Janet was cooking dinner, and he's not going to pass up dinner. I'll tell you that. I've been over there for cookouts many times in years past. I haven't seen. It's a shock to hear his daughter's a doctor now. I mean, I haven't. The last time I saw her, she was still in high school.
Wow,
so it's you know one of those situations. I haven't talked to Kurt in years.
Right, right.
So kind of cool to hear from him.
That's excellent news. Not to mention it reminds you just how fast time flies.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, definitely. So, Barry, how's the trip?
So far, so good. Yeah, it's Alexandria, you know.
Oh, here he goes. He's typing something into his iPad again, probably telling me about how much of a dumkopf I was.
I don't know.
Oh, by the way, tonight, Josh, I'm hosting, so if you see the hang up go away, call me back. All right.
Okay, we'll do.
We got a pretty major even for us, we got a pretty major snowstorm going on tonight. So it's been snowing over an inch an hour since about 10 o'clock this morning.
Wow,
it's supposed to let up. Yeah, it's supposed to let up for a little bit and then it's supposed to really dump on Wednesday. So yay.
No kidding. We haven't had any snow to speak of.
Yeah, thank God.
You didn't get hit with that storm?
What was that?
Well, it said blah, blah, blah.
Yeehaw.
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 Yeah, there. I'm in Alexandria. Yeehaw.
Yeah, exactly. So, but did you see any of the snow flying down? I know there was a storm and anticipated to hit that area when you were leaving. Hello?
Barry? Barry's picture is not moving.
No, it's not moving.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he pressed the wrong button on his iPad. He just put in a launch code, I'm sure. And Barry. Either that or the hotel's Wi-Fi isn't as stable as he had thought. Or no, you very well may be, but depends on how many people jump in on it. Or
Barry?
Hello, Barry. And now Barry's gone. You there, Michael?
I'm here.
Alrighty, so you're crystal clear. And your picture looks like looking into a black hole.
Well, you know, I had it up before.
Hello,
right, but I know
Barry?
It burns up your bandwidth.
But then I hung up. So, Yeah, I got the ding, and like, oh, I'm about to. And then that was it. So yeah. I decided, especially since I'm hosting, that I better run without video here.
It makes sense. And let's face it, it's a radio show, and we know what each other looks like.
Yeah, although it's nice to get the audio cues from each other, you know.
It is. It's that, you know that.
They don't have to see each other, you know. They don't have to see us flipping each other off and all that other fun stuff. Oh, I mean, they're holding up the one finger saying, well, 1 minute, that's what we meant.
Exactly. Or making the shoot your microphone symbols because everything keeps dumping out. And their commentary when you say to Barry, hey, I can see Josh. He's sitting there strangling the microphone and pointing at it because the little red light won't flash.
But right.
I'm sure Barry will be back momentarily.
Oh, Barry, where are you?
Yeah, Alex is getting anxious there. Did you see I copied him on this conference? So he's here.
Yeah.
His email bounced, though. I don't know why. Barry's going to do something about that.
I saw the invite on the corner. I thought, well, I'll try and join through the regular Join This Hangout that you were hosting without clicking on the link.
No.
And did I just lose you?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. That must have been the final hoorah for Barry's machine. Oh, he's back. Just opened up the door.
Oh, Barry, where are you?
We missed you, Barry.
Yeah.
Here he comes. I see he's still at the bottom of the frame, the picture.
And well, at least I'm recording all of this. We haven't officially started the show yet, but maybe it's just going to be one of those that we just kind of... We have now joined Late Night QRM in progress.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Oh, I hear him.
Dive right into it. There he is.
Hey, Barry.
Hey. My iPod 24 hours of free internet was up.
Barry?
Yeah, you had Alex worried there, Barry.
Yeah, I had to re-sign up for another 24 hours. Wouldn't you know?
Nice timing.
Right in the middle of the podcast.
You know, if you sign up for 24 hours of free internet right around 7 o'clock...
Well, the kicker is no, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
It has a weird way of defining 24 hours because I think I had it around 1 o'clock in the morning it was supposed to kick off.
Okay.
So, I must use that new fancy electric clock.
By the way, tonight's drink
yes.
is Ooh. Called... Rogue. Dead Guy's Ale.
Dead Guy's Ale. Nice.
By Rogue, Oregon Brewery.
No kidding.
Full
pint.
Oh, my
gosh. You know what I forgot in all my running around?
Wow. What's that?
I have no beverage with me.
Oh, my God. It's almost sacrilege to do a show unless you're working, not that bevy.
I'm working tomorrow.
Currently, you'll hear the ice cubes of the good captain and his brother Coca-Cola rolling around in my one-pint glass.
No, Goofy Grape or whatever you called it.
Oh, you Grape Ape?
Shut up, Goofy Grape. What, Grape Ape?
Grape Ape, that's it.
Exactly. And I have a new mascot, a little gift. My little angry bird buddy, because you guys always make fun of me for playing Angry Birds when we're podcasting, and my wife got me this little pencil cozy. So that way, I always, whenever we podcast, he's always with me, just like the penguin is in Studio QRM and Studio J. Now I got my little mascot. And doesn't he look nice?
Look at him.
He looks nice and pissed, just like I usually am.
Well, let's see.
Oh, that's cool.
In the fridge, I have a half-empty bottle of Pepsi and vodka, but that's from like 4 shows ago. I'm not sure I trust it. And then from like 3 shows ago, I've got the rest of that bottle of wine. The thing is, I don't have this refrigerator plugged in. Mm-hmm. I guess, do I feel lunky punk? I don't think so.
When the compressor kicks on with that in the background.
Well, the wine smells all right. I would think the wine smells all right.
It's either vinegar or wine. Take a shot.
I'm thinking the Pepsi with the vodka, and it's not going to spoil.
One of the two.
But no, as I said, I'm thinking the Pepsi with the vodka, and it's not going to spoil anymore.
Mm-mm.
This must sound really good to somebody listening. What kind of guy is Michael? Anyhow.
I think you had a drink from 3 shows ago, Pepsi and vodka.
I have 3 unfinished drinks from 3, you know, from 3 shows. What does that say about my alcohol drinking habits? I don't finish my drinks.
You don't finish your drinks. It means you're a cheap date.
Or cheap something, I don't know. Okay, are we going to show, are we starting this, Barry, or are we just joining it in progress this week?
Oh, well, let me just say, welcome to radio. Oh, God. Welcome to Late Night QRM, show number 40, from the plush Residence Inn in beautiful old Alexandria, Virginia. I'm Barry J.
I'm Josh, and not in Alexandria.
And from the man cave in the suburbs of Copper Harbor, I'm Michael, the Virtual Eeper. Not on duty tonight for once. I was shocked we made it through the last show.
Yeah, that was pleasant.
Yeah.
I was gone the rest of the night.
Yeah.
wasn't much longer after that, and it all broke loose, but I made it through the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was
really?
Happy for you, because that meant everyone was healthy and happy, and if you didn't have to go out on a call,
yeah,
then everybody was safe.
No, that was good, and then I was busy the rest of the night.
Oh, wow. Well.
Oh, well, yeah.
Hey, you know, it's very weird to do this podcast on one computer.
Yeah, I would imagine it's, for you. It would
just
be.
Saying, I don't have enough screen real estate here.
See, as you know,
rearranging things.
Well, you do have the iPad there, though.
You usually have the entire front console of the bridge of the Starship Enterprise when you do a podcast. Now you're down to one PC.
Yeah, I took a picture. I got to put it up on Facebook, but I took a picture of my my desk here because I looked at it at one point and I said, yeah, this truly is a geek's hotel room. Because I had my iPod next to my MacBook Pro with the touchpad. My iPhone was sitting there. My H4 microphone was there. In the background, you could see the Wi-Fi, my little private Wi-Fi connection. It was just like... Yeah, total geekdom.
Most people worry about bringing enough pairs of socks. He makes sure about bringing enough batteries and electronic doodads.
that weighs a ton, too, let me tell you.
That must have been fun getting to the airport.
I put my CPAP machine in my big suitcase with my clothes because I had too much electronics to bring with me. I had my camera... backpack, and then I had my regular electronics backpack.
And he has a designated electronics backpack. That just tells you something right there.
Yeah, what did TSA say when you came through?
What Oh, they're used to me.
You show up in their notebooks, huh?
Yeah, he shows up on the notebooks. They just remember them automatically. They say, okay, didn't last time you come through here with a microwave oven, a flat screen TV, a VCR?
Well, I told my wife tonight, I said it's a record because I've been listening to podcasts and I got so far behind on them. And I had a whole bunch of video podcasts to catch up on. And I told her, I said, and literally to this moment now, the last time I had the TV set on in the hotel room was Thursday night. Wow. And I have been doing nothing but listening to podcasts and watching videos, trying to catch up and playing on the computer here.
Oh, your video is good, Barry.
Is it?
For those of you at home, Barry's video is excellent.
That's good because I can't see it. I don't have any of the pictures at the bottom of the screen again. Because really? I'm using Chrome.
Of course, you're using Chrome. Why would Google Plus work on it?
Well, oddly enough, it took me 5 tries using Chrome to get Google Plus to launch right.
Are you using Chrome?
Yeah,
I'm using Chrome right now because you guys yelled at me so much for trying to use Safari, which I got purring like a kitten, but I'm afraid to use it for the podcast.
Oh, okay. Can you
it
see
doesn't
the picture?
Work on an IBM platform. What are you doing? And I'm like, I got it working good.
If you got it working, I'd say go for it. But can you see the pictures at the bottom? Of course, you're running it on a PC, though.
What's that?
I said you're running it on a PC, though.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm running a PC.
Well,
although I dare not open the show notes because I think it'll pick me out. So I'm going to wait for you guys to lead in with the titles, and then I'll just throw in my 2 cents where I can. But every time I try to open multiple screens and like squish it all in, sometimes it goes good. Most of the times it doesn't.
Okay.
All right. Well, tonight's Oscar night. I'm going out of order. Does anybody really care about Oscar night tonight?
Wait a minute. Let me check.
No.
Well, I might actually watch it. I don't know why, because I like Billy Crystal. But what time does it start? Does it start at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock? Of course.
I don't know.
Allow that to be an indicator about how much I don't care, because I don't know.
Hey, the last I knew, my wife and my youngest son were still waiting for the Daytona 500 to start. So.
Oh, really? Was that this week?
That's today, it's been on like rain delay forever. They might have finally started it, but then the upload feed went away, and they were staring at a test pattern for about 10 minutes before they changed the channel.
Jeez. Yeah, I might watch it just because I like Billy Crystal. I like his opening, at least. Then I'll probably turn it off. But,
I think the last time I watched it was when he rode in on the horse and hit the car alarm on the horse as he walked away from it. That was pretty good.
What year was that, you think?
A long time ago.
Yeah. Since he hasn't hosted it for many years now.
Yeah, I think he did that horse thing after City Slickers.
Oh, yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, was that the one where Jack Palance was on there doing push-ups?
Yep. Looking for the gold.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez, that was a long time ago. So beautiful downtown Alexandria is still here. And last week, Bob Dwyer was down with me. He went back home on Friday, but we did we were doing pubs all week down on King Street. So they have some great beer, and we enjoyed lots of it. We went to this one place, Tiffany's Tavern. And it said live bluegrass music. So we said, okay, we'll go in. So, this was like 7 o'clock. And we get our meal, and we're drinking beer, and it's like, well, when's the music start? It doesn't start till 8:30. I was like, 8:30? So we hung around. We got a couple extra beers, hung around, and got at least caught the first set. They were pretty good. I don't think this group has a name. I think they're just like the band or the house band. Mm-hmm. And but they had a wicked banjo player and a really great harmonica player in the group. So that was pretty cool. And other than that, on I guess was it Friday? The temperatures were up in the 70s.
Wow. Here.
So actually it was Thursday. It was Thursday because Bob was still here. And when I walked downtown, I didn't even wear a jacket. So
I look forward to 70 degrees again.
Yeah. But yesterday when I went down to the mall in D.C., it was not. I guess it got up somewhere around 40 degrees, but there was 40-mile-an-hour winds whipping across the mall. So it was a... It was a nice day to go do the Smithsonian's. And what I found out, too, is last time I was down here, it was August, and the Smithsonian's had lines out the door to get in. Well, you go on a day where it's 40 degrees and 40-mile-an-hour winds, there's nobody going into the Smithsonian's. So it was kind of just walk right up, go through the metal detector, and get inside. So
nice.
But I went to the History Museum and saw what they have. Well, they had the original Mutts there. That was kind of neat. They had the infamous Farrah Fawcett, poster from 1977, and the infamous swimsuit she was wearing there. So that's preserved in the Smithsonian now.
Yeah. The museum?
Well, thank God.
Under what category?
We wouldn't want part of our history to go away.
Along with one of Eddie Van Halen's guitars and some, I don't know what their names are, but the guy that skateboards, I don't even know his name.
Tony Hawk. Was,
yeah, one of his skateboards is in there. So.
I can hear the enthusiasm in your voice for that exhibit.
Yeah.
Oh, my son right now would be going, oh, cool, wow.
Yeah. One of the original Catwoman was in there, and then, of course, Edith and Archie Bunker's chairs, which have been in there for quite a while now.
Okay, now that's cool.
Yeah.
And these are things that, although I have to say, but these are things that are in our Smithsonian Museum. Can you imagine extraterrestrial life forms coming to this planet? Going into a Smithsonian Museum, an archive of things all American and human, see a couple of beat-up chairs from the late 60s, a Catwoman suit, a guitar, and a poster of Farrah Fawcett from 1975. Can you imagine what their impression's going to be like?
Well, that was only part of the museum. There was a lot of historical stuff that I didn't really give a damn about.
Okay.
I kind of breezed through those. Like all the presidential stuff and the first lady's gowns. And there was a whole thing on money. I did like the train and old car section. I snapped some pictures there. That was kind of neat. They had the diner. The counter from Selma, I guess Georgia, where the black students went and sat, and, part of the whole thing, that was there.
Yeah.
I almost put my camera bag on it, thinking it was just a counter, and. Oh, wait a minute! This is a display. I better move over.
Some guy from security is running your way. Oh, sir, sir.
And then they have a very strange statue, and this has been here since I was a kid, of George Washington, and he's made up like a Greek god. He's shirtless, and he's got one hand up in the air like this, you know, which you can't see on the podcast, but it's a very weird statue, but it's there.
Well,
hey guys,
la-di-da.
I'm going to ask you to, temporarily, let's see if this improves it. Could you shut your video down, please? I think sure, we're overloading my capability here. Since I'm hosting.
I'll kill my video too.
Yeah, please.
All right, my video is now shut off.
Okay.
And mine is also.
All right, we'll see what that does. Both of you are digitizing there for a bit.
Okay.
On the sound.
Oh, that's strange. You know, you've killed your video, but as each one of you talk, it switches from black screen to the other black screen. It's still video switching.
Even though we're not transmitting, I can unplug my camera.
But you know,
I shut it off.
When you kill a video on Google Plus, the little green light next to the camera never goes off.
I realize that my green light is still on, so I should unplug it.
But
well,
the audio has improved already. So hate to be picky, but since I'm the one recording, I figured I might as well make sure I'm getting the best down feed here as I can get.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does switch. I just saw it switch.
We're switching from black screen to black screen with a white flash in between. Oh, is this exciting? Well, more feedback for Google.
Yeah, well, there again, too, you know, weather conditions and such.
Well, yeah, I know I'm a little bandwidth challenged tonight, but even at that, it's not doing too bad considering. I think this is the first time I've tried to host it.
Yeah. I'm rearranging the notes here.
And by the way, I don't know who messed up on the scheduling, but I am not scheduled for next Sunday night either. So.
What's that?
I am not scheduled for next. What? Oh, I'm sorry. It's my radio. Hang on. I'll shut that off.
Something was humming.
No, I don't. Well, I don't know what that hum was. I don't think that was me. I turned my heater off, so if you hear the teeth chattering by the end of the podcast, you know why.
You don't have heat on in there?
I just turned it off because it sounds like a jet engine when it goes on in here.
Oh, okay. No. Well, I got to say one other thing about, and this happens pretty much any hotel I stay in. You get in, you got this nice flat screen TV. You go to, you know, comparable to what you got at home. Looks really nice. You pick up the remote control, and the fucking thing doesn't work.
It never does.
You sit there, you're waving your hands around and around, trying to get the thing to just change a channel. And then you know, of course, the TV comes on, and the sand's all the way down. So you sit here and you hit the volume button like 15 times, trying to get it to go up. And you finally give up. And at about that time, the 15 clicks kick in, and the TV goes supernova on the sound, and then you're sitting there trying to get it to turn back down again because your neighbors are probably screaming. Sit there, you try to flip to, you know, one at a time through the channels, and you go flip. Oh, that didn't work. Click. Oh, that didn't work. Click. Oh, that didn't work. All of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. It clicks through four channels.
Yep. Or the
remote. And then it goes to the special hotel channel, which nobody wants to watch. Why can't you leave the TV on the frickin' channel I turned the TV off on? Don't go back to the frickin' hotel channel that is just an advertisement of boring stuff that you can do at the hotel.
The stamp collectors will be meeting in lounge 2A. In room 5A, we will have the Seito Printer Cleaner Association meeting.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the other thing about those remotes, if you're sitting at the end of the bed, if you're sitting at the end of the bed, the remote works fine. As soon as you actually lay down in bed and you actually want to see something, it doesn't work. Or you're holding it, you know, up in the air at a 45-degree angle, just the right rotation, and
Yeah.
When you start to think about, well, maybe if I can bounce the signal off of the mirror from the bathroom.
All right, yeah, and yep, that too.
Well, I even looked at the bottom, and I said, well, sometimes, you know, when the batteries are starting to go on the remote at home, if you pop open the thing and spin the batteries a little bit,
it
helps out a little bit. So I flipped this one over, and they've got a freaking screw.
Yeah, they screw them shut now.
So you can't even get to the batteries.
Or they screw them down right to the nightstand, the entire remote.
Oh, yeah. I love that. That's my favorite.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is I got this beautiful flat screen, probably about a 40, maybe a 50-inch flat screen. Yeah. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Except this is another thing hotels do. None of the stations are in high def. They're all standard definition. So you got... They're grainy as hell, and you got, you know, sidebars on both sides. That's like, come on, people, let's not be cheap. Might as well give me a tube set. At least the standard definition looks better on a tube set than it does on, you know, a high def flat screen.
Where? Exactly. They get you. They always get you.
But I love it. I love it here in Alexandria, home of the pubs.
Much better.
Dead guy ale.
How can you go
wrong there?
It's a heck
of a name, yeah.
And Whole Foods up the street, just a block away. Go up there. That's what I did this weekend. Instead of eating out, I decided to eat in. Mm-hmm. And have you ever been to Whole Foods before?
Yes, I have.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Cuz I you know, you walk you're going heading toward the front of the store and or you know to the entrance, and you're walking and talking like this, and as soon as you enter inside, you all flip off to start talking like this, because everybody there is in there, oh my, they're all dressed in ties and fine clothing, and they all are saying, oh yes, here, have some all natural whole milk.
Can you show me where the carnivorous section is? Yeah. I want some meat. That'll get their attention right away. What?
Everything's organic. I go to the salad bar. I go to the salad bar, and it's organic. Of course it's organic. It was grown in the ground. I can go to a normal salad bar in a normal grocery store, and it's all organic there too, you know, except for, you know, they have chicken out there, as you know, sliced chicken, and they have pictures of the chicken. Here, you're eating Fred tonight.
I know what a chicken looks like. Fred, I don't care what he looks like. I want to see what he tastes like.
Fred had a wonderful life, free range. He got to run all over the place, play with his siblings and everything, until he was gently killed.
Gently killed with a stun gun in the back of the head. Yeah.
Your meal tonight is foghorn leghorn
salad.
Unbelievable! It is. You want to really, you really, really, really want to screw with them? Go into your Whole Foods, find someone working there. I try and look for a manager and say, "Where the hell are the frozen burritos?" And and it looks like it literally it would be like Satan himself walking into a church. I'm looking for frozen pizza, burritos, and where's the Twinkies? You're almost asked to leave.
I was about to say fiddle faddle, but Twinkies is even better.
Exactly. I'm looking for all the processed foods that you people consider evil. That's what I want to put in my hotel room.
Oh, and I need some monosodium glutamate too.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and then they had this island of food. It was like international foods around the world. Well, isn't that what international means? But and it's all this stuff. You know, it's like, yeah, I'll stick to the salad bar. I don't know what that is. That orange goop that's there. Puree of something. Is that a picture of what it used to be a couple of days ago, named Herbert?
Exactly. You can take anything and stick it in a food processor, it'll come out looking like glop. And this is, oh my God, that's too funny.
I went I went to look for soda, and I couldn't find anything that I recognized. It was all this all natural stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And, Bob was with me, and he bought this stuff called Izzy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's interesting. But it gave us a good, by the way, we'll have a new sponsor maybe next week if I get home. The new sponsor is the all natural organic recycled soda called Wizzy Pop.
Wizzy Pop. Let me ask you a question. I got to ask you a question. Yeah, Wizzy Pop. If it's recycled, doesn't that make it piss? If it's recycled soda, it means I drank it already.
It's all natural. It's all natural, organic, recycled soda.
That means someone else drank it before me? What? I mean...
It's Wizzy Pop. It's going to be a hit.
Sure it will. Not in New England it won't, brother.
So I get my salad, and of course they have organic salad dressing there too, and I pour that all over it like I normally do. But the containers are these cardboard containers, for God forbid we're saving the planet from plastic. And that was nice and everything, but by the time I got home, it's like the bottom of the carton's kind of getting wet from, well, I like a lot of salad dressing on my...
Right, but your salad's it's going to be a bag of salad, not in our carton of salad by the time you get to the hotel.
Well, the thing was practically bending in half by the time I got back and, pulled it out of my paper bag made of recycled paper, which is saving the planet, even though recycled paper came from paper that was from a tree that was cut down, so what's the difference?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I love that too. Don't cut down a tree. Well, why not? It's a resource that it's a replenishable resource. You plant another seed, you get another tree. Yeah, I love it when people say, "Don't get paper because paper hurts the environment." No, it doesn't.
Okay, I'll take the plastic bag. Oh, we don't serve it in plastic bag.
Exactly.
What do you have?
Exactly.
We have the hand woven bags. Oh, you mean the bags woven, that come from the slave labor shops that...
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
made by small children that get paid 2 cents an hour.
Exactly, in Ching Chang, China, and in the back little villages of somewhere in India, where you got a kid making, 14 bags and he gets 2 cents. And, that's the preferred version of being able to carry your groceries out.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Well, so I also picked up a gallon of whole milk there, all natural whole milk.
All natural as opposed to an unnatural cow.
Which had a picture of the dairy farmer leading the cow, I'm assuming where I got my milk from, out of the barn to graze freely amongst the free-range chickens. How much would you pay for a gallon of milk?
Well, gallon of milk right now, whole milk's about $3.29 to $3.49 a gallon.
Okay. I paid $6.99 for the organic, natural whole milk.
$6.99 for the Whole Foods natural organic whole milk?
Yes.
That's still homogenized, right?
This stuff it's going to really taste good. It better. It tasted exactly the same as the $3.29 stuff.
No, that's still homogenized.
But I guess I feel better about it.
Now, Barry, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. This must be a delay there. But that's still homogenized, though, right? I imagine.
I don't know. I didn't look.
I think it would have to be. It depends on the state. Now, up here, we actually do. There's a co-op up here where we can buy raw milk. Actually, real, honest-to-goodness raw milk. And it's awesome. I mean, if you remember the days, we get the big milk container where the cream floats to the top, and I scoop that off for my coffee, and I have this nice jar of raw milk for the week. Now, we also buy the regular homogenized store milk because with our kids, we go through 1 to 2 gallons a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's close to $5 a gallon up here in the harbor.
Wow.
Well, that's because you live someplace where it's hard to get.
It's hard to get it here.
That's yeah.
If we can go to town, it's 360 or 350 a gallon, but it's a 2-hour round trip, so you know it's cheaper to buy it locally.
And I also picked up some all natural half and half, which I didn't know it came natural.
No, half and half isn't natural. It's a chemical compound made by man. How's it natural?
I don't know. Well, I think it's. I'm not sure what's in it, but it's all natural half and half. And I said, what? How do you do that? Is there two types of cows? One has a heavy cream and one has a more milky substance?
Yeah, well, you grab two udders, one from the left and one from the right. You shoot both the stuff out of each udder into one bucket. That's the all-natural half and half. There you go. No, I figured it out.
I don't know. Yeah. So that was my trip into Whole Foods, which, you know, I don't think I got it. I think I bought like 2-3 items and always left there paying at least $30.
Oh, yeah. My God.
We have
three items.
By the university here, we have an all-natural organic food type co-op, but it's, you know, it's independent, it's shopper owned, and that is actually a pretty good deal, but it still costs more to go that route.
Yeah, well,
I'm just very surprised how many people $6, did go, you know, there. That kind of stuff.
I'm sorry,
I don't mean to keep. Well, let's try the old test here, Barry. When I say now, let's see what kind of delay is. So now.
Okay.
What do you think that is, Josh? About 2 seconds?
It is about a 2-second delay.
All right, we'll try the same test with you here, Josh. 1, 2, 3, now.
Hello.
Oh, geez.
wait a minute. I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at my fish in the fish tank. Let's try that again.
All right, we'll try this again, Josh. Ready? 1, 2, 3, now.
Here you.
Oh, yeah, that's about a half second.
Oh, that's good. Wow.
Yeah, it's 2 to 3 seconds with you, Barry. It's like I keep saying things, and he's either not hearing me or.
Yeah, I, and the other thing, too, is when I'm talking, it must cut out your sound, because all of a sudden I might hear you slightly in the background, but until I stop talking, you don't come full front.
You're kind of going half duplex on us. Are you wearing headphones?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I've got
earbuds. Okay.
Earbubs.
Earbubs. But earbubs.
Hey, a new product name, earbubs.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Whole Foods. Gotta love it.
Yeah, so I'm going to make a commercial up for Wizzy Pop.
that's too good.
Maybe I can get Bob Dwyer to come up with a song with a, you know, acoustical guitar.
Would you like to try the Ula Foo Foo? No, what I want is a chili dog, damn it. And I want spray can cheese on it. And extra onions.
Oh, God. Oh, my.
Oh, my. It is. That's too funny. That is too. And you're sitting there going, man, if I could just find a regular grocery store.
Yeah, well, the regular grocery stores that are close to there isn't the communities you want to wander in.
Come on now, where's your sense of adventure? You put on your bulletproof vest and you go grocery shopping, damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately the Beretta had to stay at home.
But what do you use when you grocery shop? 9mm?
Yeah.
That's just so I can pay for my transaction. Just so I can make it to the cash register.
Yeah. So.
That's too funny. That is way too. So where did you get the foofy beer from? I'm sure you didn't get it from Whole Foods.
I did.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Actually, that was one good thing they had. They had some decent breweries there. And I just like the picture of this one, so.
That's very cool. Well, it's good that they have good beers there and from good local brewers, because you'd have to have schnockered to go in there and buy three things and spend $30. Well, you don't think about the fact you won how much money for this? What are you people nuts?
So this is what I bought today. I bought this pint of beer. Mm-hmm. I bought two bottles of Virginia white wine because mm-hmm. Anne-Marie wants me to bring it home.
Right.
And I got a salad bar. And that was $60.
Holy shit. A pint of beer, two bottles of wine, and a salad. $60.
Now, you know, the wines were on the more expensive side, but
yeah. Okay. So let's just hypothetically say each bottle of wine's $20.
Well, one was $20, one was $15.
Okay. So that means you know, granted, so then that one pint of beer that you're drinking probably is the equivalent of a six pack here.
Probably.
And basically, you're eating a $17 salad.
Probably.
With Fred in it.
Fred the chicken.
Fred the chicken, exactly.
You have two choices tonight. All sorts of other. You've got Fred or Foghorn Leghorn.
I'll say.
If you got Foghorn Leghorn, one, you didn't get it from Whole Foods, and two, I guarantee it's breaded and fried. Because Foghorn Leghorn would be some good old fried chicken.
Yeah, Fred was probably, what was his little friend? Little bird with glasses.
The chicken hawk. I said, boy, come here. Pay attention, son. You bother me. It's nowadays, this ain't got no attention span.
Yeah. So.
Happens to be my favorite Looney Tunes character of all time.
Yeah, that one's great.
I was actually thinking about having him airbrushed on the tailgate of my truck.
That'd be cool.
I like his whole demeanor, you know? To me, it fits. You know, it's definitely, I thought, you know what, just on the tailgate of the truck, you know, picture a Foghorn Leghorn, and there you go. And then Barry, I'll tell you that I had this old Ford pickup truck. It was a diesel. It was gray, and it looked like a battleship. And I was going to get vanity plates on it, and I think I'm going to have them put on this truck instead, New Hampshire vanity plates, which are Falcon, M Falcon, for a Millennium Falcon, because...
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and then get the sticker for across the back of the tailgate, which is the quote from Han Solo to Luke Skywalker. She may not look like much, kid, but she's got it where it counts. And I thought, you know what? That's my deal right there. You know, it makes the Kessel run in 12 parsecs.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
What can I help it? I'm a Star Wars fanboy.
Yeah, I saw a cartoon today. What was it? It was a Battlestar or the cruiser? You know, the battle cruiser from Star Wars. One of the
Destroyer.
Yeah, and it said it's and you see the bridge of the Enterprise, and it says it's next generation. So Picard's sitting there, and he goes, "Captain, it's shooting laser beams at us, but it has no kind of shields on it at all." And Picard just says, "Beam in a photon torpedo onto its bridge."
So. Yeah. That he wishes. He wishes that Star Trek would take out the Enterprise of Picard on it from two galaxies away.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's just... that's cool. I was actually watching the movie Fanboy. That's an awesome movie. Star Trek Fanboy, it's about... three guys that go to the Lucas Ranch, Star Wars Ranch. They have to try and make a trek across the country to it to see the preview of the new Star Wars.
What? Never heard of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, check it out. It's on Netflix. Netflix or Hulu Plus. It's called Fanboy. And if you are a Star Wars fanatic, you will love this film. There's with the three guys. One of them drives a van that's got the Imperial logo, the Rebellion logo, airbrushed on the side of it.
Yeah.
And hooked up nitrous to this, like, beat a piece of shit van, but every time he hits the nitrous button, it sounds like when they jump in the light speed, it comes out the speakers. It's cool. If you like Star Wars, you'll love it.
Cool.
Jeez.
I won't say much more. I don't want to wreck the plot.
I'll have to check that out. It's definitely on Netflix, huh?
Yeah, I watched it on Netflix. Fanboy. Fanboys. But, yeah, definitely cool.
So what else is new, Josh?
Oh, let's see what's going on. Aside from the fact that, well, the weather's going pretty good up our way.
I heard we might get some snow by the end of the week.
I thought I heard something about that, too, snow by the end of the week. But and there again, too, this is New England, so the weather guys will get it wrong anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you want to know what the weather's going to be like in New England there, Michael? Just look out the window. You got a better idea than the weather guys. That's for damn sure. It's a really, 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 really hard area to predict the weather because we get three different weather systems pretty much collide over top of New England. Especially down lower Massachusetts and southern New Hampshire. But just shot up through your way, actually, past Studio Day today, the missus and I. And, you know, nice ride all the way up through and reached out. Huh?
Still looking for a place out that way?
Yeah, we are. It's looking around, just getting a feel for things. And, you know, plus it's just, well, I call it a sanity ride to get out of the city and just go out there. I regain my sanity a little bit, then I can come back and deal with all the hubbub and hustle and bustle and BS that's around here.
Yeah, that's true. I hear your buddy Obama's going to be there next week.
Oh, my buddy Obama? My president, I didn't vote for him.
He's coming to Nashua, supposedly.
Oh, wonderful. Well, geez, you know what? I'll put on a chicken. I hadn't actually heard that. I hadn't heard that at all. So what's he trying to do, muster up votes for his reelection?
I guess. Who knows? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But hopefully he's on the other side of the city for me. That's all I got to say, because every time a presidential motorcade comes through, man alive, they shut down every damn street going in every direction. And I had the unfortunate, mishap of getting caught in one of the shutdown roads quite a few years back with a presidential motorcade going through the city of Lowell. And I sat on a bridge trying to get over the river to the north side of Lowell, literally for an hour and 40 minutes while, you know, black Suburban after black Suburban after black stretch Lincoln after black Suburban went by. And then when they were gone, they had passed the intersection where I was at for over an hour before, you know, the cops say, okay, go ahead, and they get the word from the Secret Service, let traffic resume. So you just sit there burning up gas, you know, like stuff is free. As it's slowly but surely creeps its way to $5 a gallon.
Jeez, yeah. And yet, everybody's giving the president a free pass on that, not doing anything. All he's doing is running around blaming the oil companies. And yeah.
Well, you know, funny thing is when we had a president that was a Texas oil billionaire, gas was a hell of a lot cheaper than it is now.
Yeah. I don't know whether it's going to make a difference, though. I always figured $5 would be the breaking point where people would get angry. I mean, it's already killing small businesses because yet another couple of small businesses in Jaffrey are out of business now because, you know, it's like, hey, I'd like to buy something from your shop, but it's not necessary, and you know, I have to make the choice now. Do I get to go to work and in the car and put that extra money in the gas tank, or do I go buy something from your shop?
Yeah, not to mention internet sales are way down because as the gas prices go up, shipping prices go up, and you're like, nah, I don't need it that bad. I'll either find it locally or I just won't get it.
Right. Exactly. So.
And a lot of times it ends up being the latter of the two. You're like, you know what? I don't. Oh, did we lose Michael?
No, I'm here.
I have a feeling we did.
No, I'm here.
I have.
There he is.
I am here.
Okay, I saw a flashing one on Google Plus, and it looked like it was coming from you, so I wasn't sure whether we lost the hangout.
Well, if I hear that ding of death, I'll let you know. I think you both know what it sounds like.
I wonder why it's flashing.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to know.
Well, sometimes you have to ask yourself the question, dare I tempt fate to find out?
Huh.
Dare I tempt fate to find out, or do you just leave well enough alone and assume everything is working?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Oh, my.
Well, if the fact that all three of us are here means we're still recording, so we still got a show going.
Yes, we do.
That's good. Yeah.
Oh, I was in the, you guys would be proud of me. You really would be proud of me because I did try. However, my better half prevented me from going anywhere near there, and that was probably a good thing. But my beautiful bride and I were in a local mall down here in Nashua. Yeah. And I was on the second floor, and we were looking at different stores and had to look for a few things. And then it occurred to me, as we were walking along the aisle, I happened to glance down over the railing and saw the Apple store. I probably look like the biggest baby in the world at 6'4", 6'5", with shoes on, 350 pounds, throwing a temper tantrum because she wouldn't let me go into the Apple store. I'm like, oh, I said, here's the Apple store. We got to get downstairs quick. She's like, no, we don't. I just want to go look. And there's, of course, it's like a rock concert like Lynyrd Skynyrd's playing there. There's lines of people all coming out the door, and all of them have smiles on their faces and they're happy. So it's like walking into Nirvana. And I'm like, I want to go. And she's like, you're not going downstairs. We have to go through JCPenney and we're going to the truck. I'm like, please let me go. She's like, no, you're not allowed to go in the Apple store yet. And I'm like, when am I allowed? She says, when I tell you. I said, so basically when hell freezes over and I'm ice skating, that's when I'm allowed to go. She said, not today.
Well,
but I tried, guys. I really tried to get in there. God knows I wouldn't have got out of there without at least... If I'd have bought a refrigerator magnet that just said Apple on it.
Something. Oh, jeez.
And then the real funny part is we came home, it's a couple hours later, and I opened up the PC... And I'm sitting there surfing, getting images of the Apple logo, and I put it on the desktop on the PC with the little words above it. I wish it was an Apple.
Well, I got some Apple stickers if you want. I can give them to you. Because every Apple product you buy always has little Apple stickers.
I have a buddy of mine I work with. He came over to my cubicle, and he looked at, I wanted to show him something on the PC for work, and he looked at my desktop, and it's a picture of Snow Leopard with the Apple logo above it, saying, this thing sucks, I wish it was an Apple, and along the bottom, I'm running Rocket Dock, which is the same as you find on an ego. He said, man, he goes, dude, you're almost sad. Why don't you just get a Mac and get done with it? No matter how much friggin' software you change the picture, it's not going to run like one. I'm like, I know. I am so done with PCs. It's unbelievable. And then I went and read. Every day I go to the Apple website, and I read a little bit more with the changes. And their graphics cards now can keep up with Alienware. And it's the base ones in the 15-inch and the 17-inch MacBooks. And I'm like, oh. You know,
they're about ready to... They should be announcing new MacBooks here soon. So,
because I thought about it and thought about it, and I'm like, man alive, someday I will be there. And then I'm gonna like erase out of my brain all the Windows crap that I remember.
Yeah. You know, just works.
I tried though, guys. I really did try.
Yeah.
Several thousand people in that mall saw me throwing a temper tantrum, and there's a little 5'2" lady telling this giant, "No, you're not allowed to go."
I can see that.
Literally, it was probably was comical from the outside looking in, but it hurt on the inside. I couldn't go in, and I'm like, I know what I'll do. I'll sneak in here someday on my way home from work. Ha ha ha! She'll never know. I'm like, yes, she will. She'll know, because I always call when I get in the car, saying, "Oh, headed home now."
I'm going to stop at the mall on the way home.
Exactly.
Don't go near that Apple store.
Exactly. I tripped and fell in the Apple store by accident. I'm sorry. That's why I'm coming home with Apple stickers and all kinds of other crap.
Well, when you go, if you step into the Apple store, there'll be 1,000 blue shirts that will surround you. And they'll all be, "Welcome to the Apple store. Can we help you?" And if you try to leave, they'll say, "Oh, no, come in." They'll surround you, kind of like the Close Encounters movie, you know?
Oh, great.
And they'll pull you into the store, you know, and they'll show you everything.
Great. What version of Mac are you running? You have a what? A PC.
I have
Stat, we need help here, right now.
Stat, we need help. This poor soul, he's got a PC. I know. I know what's going to happen. The minute I do cross the threshold, it will be like Luke saying yes to his father. I will go to the dark side, and I will never look back.
Yeah. Quick, we need 4 geniuses here. Oh, well, you know, the line looks a little long. I don't think I'll be able to get it today. Oh, there is no line. We can ring you up right here on my iPhone. Look, it even takes credit cards. Oh, if you want a paper copy of your receipt, or you just want us to email it to you, it's that simple.
Yeah. I can hear the theme music now. As I walk in and completely jump to the dark side of the force, so to speak.
And then when you purchase something, they'll all applaud, form a line and applaud as you walk out.
Oh, my. And they're all knowledgeable on the products and how to help you with it. Unlike when you go to another place, which I won't name, let's call it... let's see. I'm trying to think. How can I word the name of the store without saying wrong buy? And you go in and you ask somebody some information about a particular piece of hardware or software. They go, "Well, it comes in a cardboard box with these pictures on it." Wow. Yeah. My God, did you study all night for that?
Would you like the extended service plan?
Ooh, you're sharp.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Would you like the extended service warranty? It's a fridge magnet. What do I need a fridge? What do I need an extended 3-year warranty on the fridge magnet for?
In case it doesn't decide to stick after the second year.
Exactly. You know, $15 pair of earbuds, and they're like, "Oh, would you like the 3-year extended warranty on those?" And no, they're $10. If they break them, I'll just buy another pair. But, sir, I mean, they're so busy trying to sell you the warranty, which then makes you ask the question, is the hardware that much crap that you guys need to sell this service warranty? Should I be shopping someplace else? Well, we have this other pair over here, and they show them to you, and you went in here for a $10 pair of earbuds, and let us show you these ones over here, and they happen to be $130. I'm like, I don't want to date them. I just want to hear sound in my ears, guys. You know, do you see the delta between the $10 and the $130? Yeah, you're a little off. You're trying a little too hard.
Yeah. Even the 120 ones wear out after about 6 months.
Exactly. Exactly. It's crazy, but I tried. I will succeed. And when I succeed, it will. I will send you all. I will send you gentlemen a text. I'll even try and send you a picture of me in there, probably with the biggest grin on my face you've ever seen, of me standing in the Apple Store.
Oh, they'll do that for you.
Oh, they'll take a picture for me. Can you email this to my buddies, please?
You know, I've been in an Apple Store absolutely
the
once.
The white light that just kind of emanates from behind me, and you actually hear. Oh,
oh, oh. We have another converted soul. Oh, man.
I think I got drowned out there, but I was saying I've been in an Apple Store exactly once.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
There isn't anyone near here, so.
Good point. Good point. It's kind of it's like a field trip for you to go, right, Michael?
Yeah, it's a worthwhile field trip, but. The last time, and it was Christmas time when I was in there, so it was absolutely insane. But it was a cool experience.
You could just feel the energy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine you could feel the hustle and bustle and the energy. Yeah.
I got the respect, though. You know, they're like, by. And what model do you have? And I'm like, well, which one? The MacBook, the MacBook Air, my MacBook Pro, or the Mini? Oh. Oh. We got a live one here.
Six geniuses to the front. Six geniuses to the front.
Well, you need an iPad. I've got two.
Do they bow? Whenever they asked you that question, do they bow to your greatness?
No.
They're like, he is truly one of us.
They get down on one knee.
I said, you know, like, do you have an iPad? I said, well, I have two. A one and a two. You have an iPhone, though. Yeah, I've got an iPhone 4. Ah, but you don't have the 4S. Nah, that's okay.
So, speaking of Mac updates, Mike, what's new about the Skype update?
Oh, well, okay. So, I had a conference call coming up this week, and another one tomorrow morning, way too early tomorrow morning, actually. And I've been having some interface issues with Skype, so I thought, well, I'll check to see if there's an update. And lo and behold, I don't have it handy, but I was running like Skype 5.2 something or other, or 5.1 something or other, and it came up and said, oh, yes, there's an update. Would you like to download it now? Okay, yeah, I'll try that now. And remember, I'm not exactly out in bandwidth central here, although I think it was only like a 30 meg download. So I go ahead and download it, and it says, oh, there seems to be a problem. We were looking for, you asked us to download Skype version 5.5, and we downloaded 5.5. They don't seem to match. I'm like, let's see here. You requested 5.5, and you downloaded 5.5, and you say 5.5 does not equal 5.5. So I thought, well, there must be an error. I'll do it again. I did it again. Same error message came up. And it actually downloaded the file. I could see it. And I tried it one more time, and the same error message came up. So it says, well, you go to the website. So I went to the website, and I downloaded version 5.5, which matches the other versions that I downloaded. But this one installed, so I don't know what the deal is. It is better. Now, again, we're talking Mac, so it's probably still catching up to the PC version. But this actually is somewhat intuitive. I've only done a couple of conferences on it so far, but it's got a couple of cool things going on. I was telling Barry about it earlier, and I think he noticed some of these features. Like if you're talking to somebody and you go off, you've got a video conference going, and you go off to pull up another page, you know, to reference a document or something, as soon as they say something, a little picture of them and their video pops up right in the document that you're looking at, so you could still see them. It's kind of cool.
That's neat. Yeah.
It seems the audio quality seems to have improved too. At least I noticed that
it
last time.
It definitely seemed more stable. Now, I was actually having a good bandwidth day that day, so there might be something else going on there. But now, yeah, it's the best Skype call I've been on in a while, which is a relative statement.
Do you still have to pay for conferencing?
Yes, you do. If you have more than two people, you have to have Skype Plus, which is now $4.95 a month. They dropped the price, but yeah, it's still a premium.
So we can't even go back to use Skype anywhere. Is that just for video?
That's just for video. You can conference with, you know, multiple people on audio.
Okay. Boy, you'd think with Google Plus coming up and allowing 9 users in a video conference that they would be
for free.
Thinking about changing their mind about that.
And now they're talking about kind of a blast conference where you can have 9 participants and then, like, what is it, 100 people listening?
Oh, yeah, Google Plus, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're beta testing that now.
Hang up. You got me saying hang up now. I saw your post on that.
Well, you came up with that.
Yeah, join me on hang up.
Actually, that's what the name of the last show was.
Yep, I listened to it.
So, well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of talked out for this episode.
Yeah, I am too. We actually got through the show without, you know, other than the initial mishaps, we've got through the entire show without a hang-up.
Yeah, we did. Hang up, hang out, hang man, whatever it takes.
Yeah, we're a little bit over an hour here, I think. So
okay,
we're actually on.
So
time.
We should probably call it
before Murphy shows up.
Yeah. So I have no music picked out tonight because I haven't had a chance. So tonight's musical guest is insert name here with their song. Insert name of song here. And I guess, like we always do, for all the troops out there, both here locally or CONUS and overseas, hey, thanks for what you're doing, and keep doing a good thing. And for you guys overseas, be careful out there. There's a lot of people mad at the U.S. right now, and we don't want you to be the people that take all the brunt of it. So watch out, keep your head low, and we hope to see you back here real soon.
Absolutely. Watch your six.
Yeah. So, from the plush Residence Inn on Duke Street in historic Old Town Alexandria, Virginia, I'm Barry J.
I'm Josh.
And from a snowy Copper Harbor, I'm Michael.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Tonight's musical guest is Bev Barnett and Greg Newlin with Listen.
I knew a boy who wasted time on foolishness and useless rhyme. I heard him say he thought that trees could talk. Well, if they did, what would it mean to hear beyond our day's routine? I'm not sure we'd take the time to stop to listen, listen. But in these branches live our dreams, wild ideas and crazy schemes, the wisdom of a million fruitful years. Love unfolds in gentle leaves, reveals the truth that lies beneath, protecting all the souls that we hold dear. If only we could see our way clear to listen. Thank you. listening's lost its style. We haven't stopped in quite a while to smell the sweetness of a rose. If we can't see and we won't hear long enough to face our fears, we can't learn what trees would have us know. Now the boy is grown and wise, he's learned to live with compromise. He's looking back on years and taking stock, thinks of what his life's been missing, and knows if he just tries to listen, late at night the trees will start to talk. Wind will blow and trees will softly talk. Will we listen? Listen, oh, 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 listen.
Samson, speak! Good boy.